The Cardinals kept only three running backs on the 53, Jeremiah Love, Tyler Allgeier, and Bam Knight. And the beat reads that thin room as a signal of confidence that Love's high ankle sprain will be healed for week one, per Donnie Druin at Sports Illustrated. That is the week's headline for the third overall pick, and it arrived while he still has not returned to a practice field since the ankle. Love did side work on the sideline during Friday's finale in Green Bay, and Mike LaFleur said he is doing well, progressing well, and kind of in the next phase of it, though he did not practice during Packers week, per Pankti Parmar at Heavy.com, relaying video from Zach Gershman. Arizona sports insider John Gambadoro added that Love is trending in the right direction, for week one needs to keep progressing though, still a ways to go, but looking positive, per the same report. Darren Urban's account of Wednesday's joint practice names Marvin Harrison Jr., Trey McBride, Michael Wilson, and Jacoby Brissett. Love is not in it. Around him, the room was dismantled. Trey Benson was waived Monday, 6 days before the deadline, per Jason Owens at Yahoo Sports. Corey Kiner was traded to New England for a future seventh-round pick, despite 182 preseason rushing yards, Adam Schefter first, per Bailey Leisure at Arizona Sports. Evan Hull was waived 2 days after running for 107 yards and two touchdowns in the finale, along with Trey Stewart, and James Conner went to injured reserve with a designation to return, per Jess Root at CardsWire. Whatever the plan is, it runs through Love. The last episode's watchline asked two things. Did he practice before the finale? No, that answer is in, per Parmar's report. What does the first week one injury report say? It does not exist yet. The first one lands after this window. So the nearest substitutes are LaFleur's phase language and the roster itself. And the roster is a signal, not a ruling. Every optimistic reading available is a hedge or an inference, and no reporter has said he plays in the opener against the Chargers on September 13th. Back in June, we said snapshare was the thing to watch on this rookie, and camp answered fast until the ankle, a high ankle sprain, per ESPN's reporting relayed by Urban, froze the answer in place. Nothing this week relabeled the injury, and nothing put him on a field. What changed is that his team bet its cut day math on him. We'll check back as week one comes into focus. Data via NFL Verse.